It also appears that the Zionists employed blackmail to aid in the formation of Israel. Their most famous target was Nelson Rockefeller, who in 1940 was named to the intelligence position of Coordinator of Inter-American Affairs by Secretary of Defense Forrestal. In 1944, Rockefeller was selected to serve as Assistant Secretary of State for Latin American Affairs. It was a post most suitable to Rockefeller, whose primary purpose, according to authors Loftus and Ahrens, was to monopolize Latin America's raw materials and exclude the Europeans. Due to the extensive business dealings between the German Nazis and American globalists, as detailed previously, Loftus and Ahrens noted that during the war, the Germans in South America got anything they wanted, from refueling stations to espionage bases, while the British had to pay cash. Behind Rockefeller's rhetoric of taking measures in Latin America for the national defense stood a naked grab for profits, they wrote. Under the cloak of his official position, Rockefeller and his cronies would take over Britain's most valuable Latin American properties. If the British resisted, he would effectively block raw materials and food supplies desperately needed for Britain's fight against Hitler. Soon, Rockefeller controlled much of South America and was able to bring that influence to the newly created United Nations. But when Rockefeller pushed through UN membership for pro-fascist Argentina over the objections of President Truman, he lost his government position. He returned to the world of business. According to Loftus and Ahrens, his partner in money-making just happened to be John Foster Dulles, a trustee of the Rockefeller Foundation and a fellow conspirator in smuggling Axis money to safety. In 1947, when Zionist leader David Ben-Gurion was desperate for votes to ensure the passage of a UN resolution partitioning Palestine and thus creating the State of Israel, he turned to Nelson Rockefeller. According to several former U.S. intelligence agents, Ben-Gurion blackmailed the hell out of him. Rockefeller had been able to deflect several investigations into his family's pre-war and wartime dealings with the Nazis, but according to Loftus and Ahrens, then the Jews arrived with their dossier. They had his Swiss bank records with the Nazis, his signature on correspondence setting up the German cartel in South America, transcripts of his conversations with Nazi agents during the war, and, finally, evidence of his complicity in helping Alan Dulles smuggle Nazi war criminals and money from the Vatican to Argentina.